One of the things that Advent is a, well, one of the reasons we have a church here is to remind us of our, what we call ongoing conversion. And conversion is, you know, it can be thought of in a couple of different ways. When we often think of it, it's usually when we go from one thing to another. When someone, especially in the area of religion, if someone goes from being one religion to another religion, if you're Jewish and you become Catholic or Christian, that's a conversion. If you're nothing and go from nothing to being a Christian, that would be a conversion. And oftentimes we refer to what I was a Protestant, which is one kind of Christian, becoming Catholic, another kind of Christian. That's often thought of as conversion. We'll use it for that purpose today. There's a couple of other kinds, and one is the kind of conversion that we see sometimes in the Gospels, people living a life, and it happens in our days too, where perhaps a person has a faith and but doesn't live it. And we have these people, I think, in one way or another, coming to John today. It's a baptism of repentance, is what it's called. But it's also a baptism, I think, of conversion. The conversion that says, I don't like the way my life's been going, and so I'm going to turn that around. That's what a repentance means. It means turning around. It means you're going one way and saying, whoops, that's the wrong way. I'm going this way now. And that's what John was preaching. And that's certainly a kind, if we need it, perhaps we've had that kind. Perhaps we've had that kind of conversion in our lives where we've been, this happens a lot sometimes in when there's a major change of life, when someone gets married and they realize that perhaps it would be better for us to go down this married life with Christ leading us rather than us leading ourselves the way we've been going. Or sometimes too, when people are married and a child comes and they say, whoa, this is a big deal. Now, this is a new life. Perhaps this is a good time to start following Jesus. You know, that's another kind of conversion. For most of us here, I think that our conversion is different. Conversion, the when we talk about ongoing conversion, it means that we continue to do it. That conversion is not just a one-time thing. We are always one of the things that never changes is that things are always changing. And so in our lives, whether we like it or not, we're either becoming holier, we're either becoming closer to Jesus, closer to Christ, we're either increasing our faith, or we're moving the other way. And one of the reasons we have this church year is we go through this kind of to help us with our ongoing conversion, and we start over at Advent to remind us that we're not the same as we were a year ago. The things that may have worked for us a year ago may not today. We may have moved beyond that, and it's a call to move deeper and deeper and deeper into our faith. And it's interesting that what happens today is that the soldiers come. People come to John the Baptist repenting, and they get that baptism of repentance, and then they ask him, what is it that we should do? And his response is not to do something heroic. It's to do everyday things. He says, tax collectors, don't collect more taxes than you're allowed, because that was part of their deal, you know, that they made with the Romans. The Romans wanted them to have a certain amount of tax, But anything else they could squeeze out of the people, they could keep. That's how they became wealthy. And he says, don't do that. You know, be honest in your everyday dealings and with the soldiers too. He says, you know, don't extort people. Extort people, threaten people for payment and things like that. Be satisfied with your wages. So he's basically just saying, be honest in your everyday life. And I think for a lot of people, the heroic is a lot easier. I always like to say that we may, for our spouse or our children, we may gladly throw ourselves in front of a bus for them. But in everyday life, it's a little harder, isn't it? There's an old saying. It says, familiarity breeds contempt. And I think contempt is kind of a harsh word. But I will say that a lot of times in family life and things, and family life and work life, familiarity may not breed contempt, but it might breed irritation and snippiness. And that happens to us a lot. And, you know, so I just, you know, I think that we can take these words to heart, that when we talk about ongoing conversion, it has to begin at home. It has to begin where we spend all our time. It's good to, you know, the spiritual practices that we do help with that. Whatever time we can spend in prayer, of course, coming to Mass, receiving the Lord, because Jesus certainly wants to help to lead us in our ongoing conversion. And so receiving the Lord's gonna be a big part of it. Spending time in whatever time we can spend in prayer. And especially, I think, prayer together as a family is good. Because when I prepare people for, when I used to do a marriage prep, the materials I used, there was a priest that gave a little talk, and he said that couples that pray together every day are 600 times less likely to get divorced. And I think that's a pretty significant number. So I think families that can pray together, just even just a brief couple of minutes, you know, all of that helps. But then have that translate into our life as well. And so the irritation and the those things, those are going to come. But we don't have to respond out of that. We want to remember, we're looking to be holier. We're looking to be more holy. We're looking to respond. Maybe we don't need to at all. Maybe we just need to say nothing. Or maybe we need to be able to respond in a constructive way, to wait and say, no, let's respond in a constructive way. And parents, I think, have more responsibility. They have a responsibility to teach that. But children, too, have that responsibility to respond in a respectful and all of those things kind of way. So they always say charity begins at home. And charity, certainly in the sense of caritas, in the sense of self-giving love, it has to begin at home because that's where we spend most of our time. And so charity begins at home, conversion begins at home. And that's a good thing for us to remember as we continue this Advent journey toward the celebration of the great gift of our faith, the great gift of Jesus coming as one like us, calling us to follow him, calling us to turn away from sin, be faithful to the gospel, and to become holy followers of him in his kingdom.